Happy New Year! Happy New Year! This is Kim for Kiss and Tell. Well, welcome, guys. Today's Christmas, New Year's Eve, and I'm working hard for you guys, recording another episode of a wonderful show. Joining me is Evan, as usual.
Hey, everybody.
And actually, I have a special guest as well. I have this special girl coming into town. She's visiting me, and I've decided to put her on the air. So say hello, Clara.
Hey, everybody. This is Clara.
Clara is a cute and sexy girl coming straight from Louisiana. She works in an optometry office. So for all the good-looking boys out there, if you want to go on a hunt for her, you're more than welcome to search for her. She, you know, just to give you a hint, she's from New Orleans, but she doesn't work just there. So yeah, you guys can go hunt for her and try to hit on her and see how that works. But today,
nothing like inviting a stalker from the internet. That's romantic on New Year's.
Hey, some guys might have a New Year resolution of, you know what, I need to talk to more girls.
That's true.
This year, right? I mean, you know, it's a new year. What are your guys' New Year's resolution? I mean, I don't never talk about resolution because it always should be more like goal setting rather than resolution. Though every time I think about resolution, I think about wishful thinking.
You mean promises broken?
I mean, what's your take on that, Evan?
I don't know. I try not to make resolutions. I try to live every day to the fullest and do the best I can every day. So resolutions, yeah, sure, there are things that I'm trying to work on and have been trying to work on and will continue trying to work on, including getting up earlier. That's, you know, if I had to make a quote resolution, that would probably be it.
Oh, nice. I mean, I'm the same way. I try not to do resolution anymore because unless I put it down on paper and then unless I commit myself into a goal, it never happens anyway. What about you, Clara? What's your take on resolutions?
I don't have any for this year.
Really? Why not? Because you already do everything on your agenda. I look at her every day. She looks at her agenda. She has a huge to-do list every day. And no wonder she's so productive. I'm like jealous of her right now just because of that. But anyway, let's get on to the topic of the day. Well, you know what? Today's an actually very fascinating topic because I met a guy this past week. And we ended up talking a little bit about what I do, which is helping guys with dating lives and everything else, right? And he made some interesting remarks because the guy himself, he's a pretty young guy. He's pretty in his early 20s. I'm not sure how old he is, but he's a pretty good-looking guy. You know, he's Armenian, but he doesn't look Armenian. So a lot of people have, like, you know, maybe preconceived ideas of what Armenian guys look like, but he looks more white than Armenian. And he's fairly tall, he's lean, lanky, he dressed pretty well. I met him outside of one of those boutique hotels in Hollywood, you know. And the interesting thing about his outfit was not how well-dressed he was. It was more like he was having a little handcuffs hanging down on his belt. I'm like, whoa, handcuffs.
Was he reading Fifty Shades of Grey also?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him next time because I'm like, whoa, that's a unique accessory to wear during the daytime. Because that was still morning, actually. Yeah, it was about 11 or noon when I met him. Like, man, handcuffs, what is that for? And actually, he works at the hotel that I was stopping by. And he's like, you know, it's just to keep the unruly people out of the way. I'm like, are you sure that's just that? He's like, well, girls do tend to smile whenever they notice my handcuffs, too. And I'm thinking to myself, well, who wouldn't? I mean, even I as a guy, I'm like, man, what is this guy going to do with these handcuffs? Because to be honest with you, these handcuffs were not your typical handcuffs. They were not the silver or shiny kind. They were kind of like matte black kind.
Interesting.
That had some kind of like, they were not diamonds because it's not, but you know the screws where they have the thing? It was kind of shiny. I don't know what it was made out of, but it looks shiny. So it looks kind of fancier than your typical like cop's cuffs. But as we're talking about, you know, dating and everything else, he said this to me. You know, Kim, I should meet women in public places, but when I do, I'm a nervous wreck. And this is kind of interesting to me because this is a kind of guy who meets people every day.
Yeah.
He works at the hotel and he meets people every day, men and women. So I'm like, why would this guy be a nervous wreck? And he goes, I think instead of, for this year, I think instead of trying to change myself from being shy, I should find ways to use that to my advantage. What are your thoughts?
I think that's a really good mentality, a really good attitude to have, and you gotta use your strengths, and wanting to turn weaknesses into strengths is an even better idea.
Exactly, and so before we go into that topic, you know, this I want to really put it out there to all you guys, because there's a lot of shy guys out there, and on this year, I really hope that you guys can maybe not completely change yourself, as this guy was saying, but really, like, improve yourself in the way that you can still go out on dates and still attract the kind of people you want into your life. Now, before we start talking about, you know, what shyness really is about and how you're going to use it to your advantage, I want to turn it over to Clara for a minute and say, Clara, what are your thoughts on shy boys?
My thoughts? Well, for me personally, I like guys who are more outgoing. Because that makes the conversation a lot easier. It's not that I haven't, you know, went up to guys and, you know, talked to them by myself before. I have done that. But just a lot easier when the other guy is, you know, pretty open about that and they're not, like, nervous. They're not looking around wondering why she's talking to me. It's a lot easier when, you know, he's enjoying the conversation and not worrying about anything else.
Well, actually, you know, what is it that you don't like about shy boys? I mean, you when you met me, you call yourself a shy girl yourself. Is that why you like more outgoing guys?
Yes, because for me, at the beginning, it's harder for me to open up straight away. So it's just easier if the other person is outgoing too. And then to answer your question, why I don't like shy guys, I feel like I had to put in more effort to either, you know, keep the conversation going or think of what we should do next. It's like all the pressure is on me, I feel like. I think that's probably why.
And what's wrong with that? I mean, the guys are always trying to, you know, they always complain about, God, I gotta think of a date. God, you know, I gotta talk to her. That takes a lot of balls, you know? Like, we're scared of you girls.
Well, for that, I mean, you have to, you know, risk a little to get something back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, risk a little to get something back. Well, mm-hmm. Now that's some pretty wise words right there from a girl, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So there you guys have it from a girl's perspective, who actually prefers guys to be a little bit more talkative. Now, have you actually ever liked a shy guy?
I really don't think so, because before, I mean, I, of course.
Or maybe you just don't remember him, because he was so shy, he was like a wallflower.
That might have been, but the thing is that before I like a guy, I kind of observe how he is like with around his friends. So I don't believe I have ever liked any shy guys. I don't believe so.
Well, a shy guy around his friends would still be pretty outgoing, wouldn't he?
I don't know.
So, guys, words for people who will be trying to look up Clara in Louisiana, you know. You better have some balls and talk to her, because she's not going to come up to you and talk to you, except to tell you about your eyes, maybe. So, going back on topic, let's talk a little bit more in depth about shyness and what is wrong, actually, with shy guys. I mean, Evan, I mean, were you ever shy?
Of course I was shy, and I, in many ways, I'm still shy. You know, it's funny, Clara was saying you gotta put yourself out there, and that's exactly right. And I think the Beatles kind of said it best in the, actually it's the end of Abbey Road, where they talk about, and the lyric is, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And so you do have to make some effort and make some love for yourself, and that means getting yourself out there, putting yourself out there. And as the guy, it's your turn first. You go first.
Well, you know, before we talk about shyness, I got to say this. You know, anything that you encounter that is quote unquote an obstacle is actually an opportunity in my book. I mean, right now, you know, we're kind of implying that maybe he needs to change himself to be more confident or whatever. But at the same time, there's a lot of ways you can show interest into a girl while being shy. I mean, I know for myself, I was pretty shy, at some point in my life. And most people don't believe me when I tell them that. They're like, "You shy? Oh, please." You know, I actually said that to Clara once. She started laughing at my face. And I'm like, "Oh, please. There's no way you would be shy." But it's true. Like, there was a time when I was actually much more comfortable talking to people that are older than me. Because being raised in Europe and everything else, I had a pretty strong world knowledge and background in a lot of things that are not pop culture.
Right.
So for people of my age, you know, like girls of my age who talk about pop music, rap, TV shows, and MTV, I was like a deer in a headlight. You know, I was like, "What the hell are you talking about? I don't want to talk to them about." So in that sense, that made me shy when it came to girls. I was much more confident and much more comfortable talking to people that are not of my generation, sure, as funny as it is. But at the same time, let's talk a little bit about why shyness is actually sometimes, for some guys, might be something you want to change. Now, as Clara said, shyness a lot of times is about not knowing what to say. But the problem with shyness is the girl doesn't actually know that you like them. And when it comes to dating, well, that's a big problem, wouldn't it?
You got to project interest. You got to do it. You got to make her know that you are into her. And, you know, the more confident you can do that, the better.
Yeah, because when you're shy and she doesn't even know that you exist, that's when crushes start. I mean, I remember crushes in high school. You know, crushes when, like, you like somebody and they don't even know that you like them. That's by definition. Well, that's the definition of it. So, like, when a shy guy comes up to me, I'm shy. I don't know what to talk to a woman. And I like this girl. Like, well, my first question is, does she even know that you exist? What? You're laughing, Clara. Why not hearing? You can laugh on the air. That's okay. but you know.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, life is a competition. And you got to throw your hat in the ring if you're going to be competing for somebody.
Yeah. And what's the second thing about being shy that is bad is a lot of times the guy puts the girl on a pedestal. And I mean, I don't really talk a lot about that, you know, on my show about putting the woman on a pedestal, because a lot of my clients actually has gone past that already. But maybe there's something to be said about that. Guys, I got to remind you all, you know, like, women are just women. You know, whether they're young, whether they're old, whether they are pretty, whether they are, you know, not as pretty, they are just people, just like you, and they have feelings, they have insecurities, and they have goals, and they have dreams. And the more you start putting yourself in their shoes, the more you realize they're more like you than you think. So just because she's hot doesn't mean that she's like God Almighty looking down on you like, "Look, I'm the hot girl. What you gonna do, boy?" Because that's not true. You got to look at yourself and be like, "Man, I'm the hot dude too." You know, actually, when I first met Clara, do you remember what I told you, Clara? The one thing you need to change about yourself?
No.
I told you, like, you know, Clara, you need to learn to be the hot bitch.
Okay, now I remember.
And how has that worked out for you?
That has worked pretty well.
Oh, yeah? Like, how was it before I told you that? How were you around boys?
I would just be myself, and sometimes I might not stand out.
Oh, yeah? And mm-hmm. Why not? I mean, you're cute.
I didn't stand out in a way that would make other people notice me in the way that I want them to notice me for.
And now that you've kind of taken my advice to heart, what have you done to change that? Like, you kind of change the way you look a little bit? What do you do?
Like, dress better, you know, use better skills on makeup, and uh-huh, just the whole package.
The whole package. I like mm-hmm. how she puts it that way. But my point is simple. Being shy, the biggest obstacle with being shy is people don't know that you exist. So right here, you know, I want to talk very much about the steps to make that your advantage. Because whether you're shy or whether you're confident, the steps to attracting somebody into your life is the same. There's three emotions that every person needs to feel to start the whole dating process. One is intrigue. no matter who you are, shy or confident, you know, if you have to stand out in some way. You have to capture the other person's attention. Now, if you're confident, you do it the way, was it Bartham? What is that actor in Vicky Barcelona?
Javier Bardem.
There we are. Javier Bardem just walks up to him like, hi, Americans? Like, yes. Well, what is the color of your eyes? Or something like that, he starts, right? And he says it very boldly, and he just walks in straight into the pack and just say questions that they wouldn't expect. And they're just completely fascinated and intrigued by him, right? But that's a confident approach. But, you know, on a shy approach, what can you do to grab a girl's attention? I mean, Evan, you say that when you're shy, you kind of have bad eye contact. So what can they do?
I think it's a matter of comfortability and getting more comfortable with looking somebody straight in the eyes and holding the gaze until they look away. And it's not an easy thing, but over time, I think that's something that shy people can practice without really, you know, having to open their mouth at all, without having to say anything. And it's something that will make a huge difference.
And I think you hit on a key point here, Evan, because for shy people, since you're afraid of talking, the biggest advantage to being shy is having extremely great nonverbal communication. Now, what does nonverbal communication mean? I mean, it means the way you dress, the way you walk, and the way you look at somebody, and maybe even the way you touch. You know, if you get a little bit that far. I mean, the way you look, it goes without saying. You know, the better you look, the more people are going to notice you. But it's not what I mean by better. It doesn't mean like physically beautiful, as in like you're buff or something. Because let's be true, if you're shy, most people who are shy, they might not be inclined to working out anyway. They're kind of skinny and dinky. I mean, that may be a stereotype. But, you know, like shy people tend to try to blend themselves in the background. You know, they kind of try to be like, you know, I don't want people to notice me. But that's a wrong attitude if you're talking about dating. You want people to notice you. Now, you may not say much. You may just be a pretty face to look at. And you may be like against a wall in the sea of people. But within that sea of people, you want to be the people that people notice. Do you remember those Apple commercials a long time ago when the iPod just came out, like maybe 10 years ago? And the commercial was about a white person, white shadow dancing to the iPod.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
everybody was a black shadow. You want to be that white shadow standing out in the sea of black shadows. You know, because that's how people are going to notice you. Even if you don't say a word to them, you want people to be like, whoa, who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
You know, who's that girl? Because I want to talk to him or her, right? I mean, that's a great thing about being shy. If you're shy, let people come to you. But how are they going to come to you? How? But only if you can draw their attention. So ask yourself, everybody of your shy people, right now on the air, what are you doing to grab somebody's attention? I gotta say, that guy that I met, you know, it's his handcuffs. I mean, for Christ's sake, if you can't say hi to somebody, somebody's like, oh my God, handcuffs? What is it? I am the one who started the conversation with him. I remember very clearly. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is up with the handcuffs? You know, what is that for? So nonverbals are hugely important. Now,
I mean, something that guy can do is, you know, he looks at the girl. He looks down at the handcuffs. He looks back up at the girl. You know, very simple nonverbal communication that communicates a whole lot without even opening your mouth.
Exactly. And that comes to the second thing. So looks, I mean, is one thing, but accessorize goes along with looks. For him, he used the handcuffs. But other people can use other things, you know, a unique pendant, a unique ring, something that draws attention to you even if you don't say much, right? The second thing is eye contact. There's no doubt that eye contact plays a huge part in, making the whole package work, right? Because if you're shy, that's okay. If you don't know, if you get nervous inside, people don't need to know that about you. Just because your heart is beating at 100 miles an hour when the girl is talking to you and you don't know what to say doesn't mean that you can't look deep into her eyes and if you can see all the way through her skull or all the way down her heart. Like, that's right. You know, you want to be able to hold it and like even smile and chuckle nervously. Like, well, I don't know. Like, hey, how are you? Like, I don't know, you know, I just work here. Like, whatever it is. I don't care if your words are not that confident either. But the fact that you can hold that gaze. You want to have that gaze where girls can see themselves in. You know? Like, shy people, like, use those to your advantage. I mean, you say you were shy, Evan. I mean, did you do anything to overcome that? Or you just decided to, like, I want to be social and I want to be confident?
It's a muscle. And, you know, it's funny. When I spend days and days at home and I don't talk to people, which doesn't usually happen, but sometimes, like, for example, I'm sick or just, you know, bogged down with work, days in the office, and I don't really talk to people or have the opportunity to talk to people. Yeah, I kind of get back into that mode again, and so it's a muscle. You got to exercise it, and you know, just like you one day decide, you know, I'm gonna try running, or I'm gonna, you know, try jogging. You just have to go out and do it, and you know, you can pace yourself. You can start small. You can start to warm yourself back up. Talk to a few people, you know, that day, and then the next day talk to more people. So you can build up to it, but it's a muscle. You got to work it. You got to exercise it.
I think it's kind of interesting you say that, because by working your muscle, you realize you're just talking. A lot of shy people, they think that talking to a girl they like is a big deal. It's a life and death situation, you know? It's like, oh my God, if I don't talk to her, my life is over. Or like, she's not going to like me. Oh my God, I missed that opportunity. You know, like, don't beat yourself up. I mean, seriously, it's just a girl. I mean, that's what I said at the beginning. But you're not going to know whether you like the person until you talk to the person anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, the one thing that shy people do wrong is that, as a guy said, they put them on the pedestal. Like, oh, it's the end all be all. But you know what? She's just a pretty face to look at, right?
Exactly. I mean, they presume that, and I can understand it, but you know, people presume that that person is, oh my God, she's so amazing. When, you know, you ought to be talking to her to qualify her to figure out what else she's got going on besides her tits.
I love the bluntness of today's show. I'm having fun today. I don't know about you guys, but you know, we're talking about tits already, and we're only like, what, 20 minutes in, 15 minutes in, whatever it is, you know. But
22 minutes in.
Well, there you go. So besides her tits, what she got going on for herself? Can we say pussy on the air?
I think you did.
but that's true, though, you know, like, you gotta remember, you know, shy girls, you gotta always remind yourself, actually, why would she be lucky to be with you? I mean, the guy that I talked to, he's like, oh, you know, every time I see a hot girl, my mind completely blanks out and I forget how great I am. I'm like, well, that's because you put so much value on her. How about you start putting more value on you? And like, right. You know how unique you are? Do you know how great you are? Like, she's just another girl. There's 100 girls that'd be lined up to be with you if you wanted to, if you have that attitude, like, I'm the shit, you know? And that's what I told Clara. Are you the hot bitch?
Yes, I am.
That was a little hesitation there. That doesn't work like that.
I was leaning back in my chair.
Well, stay on top of your shit, girl. But anyway, going on to that, you know, the other great thing about being shy, actually, is actually if the girl actually notices you now that you've made yourself notice, she usually will put more time, more effort. She will invest more into getting to know you. There's a certain factor that a lot of people don't talk about, but psychologically wise, you know, the more people put effort into getting to know you, the more they feel like they know you. It's like there's a blank in people's mind, right? It's like if you leave it blank, people want to fill it with something. They want to fill it, and because you don't say anything, they don't know anything about you because you're shy, you don't give them much to work with in the first place. So they fill it with what they actually find attractive.
And that creates intrigue.
That totally creates intrigue. I mean, that's the basics of intrigue. If you think about how people do storytelling, right? Novels, movies, they always give you enough description for you to start imagining it, but then not enough details for you to have like the nitty gritty of every detail, because they want you to fill that blank with whatever you think is happening, right? And that's a great thing about being shy. So if you grab her attention by, you know, the way you look, by the way you kind of smile, by the way you have a handcuff accessory, you know, just smiling back, you know, gets her a lot thinking. And what happens is her mind starts rushing. It starts running. Oh, what is this guy about? You know, like, I could imagine myself being the girl, right? If I met that guy that I met and looking like handcuffs, like, oh boy, the dirty things I can think of him. I wonder what, if he used that in the bedroom. Without knowing a word, without knowing a thing about him, I'd be like, oh shit, is he kinky? I mean, as a girl, I'd be like, oh hell yeah. But here's a big thing. He has to know when to engage her. There's one thing that shy people need to learn, no matter whether you use shyness to your advantage or whether you want to change yourself and be more, you know, socially confident. You have to know when to, quote-unquote, pull the trigger and start talking to her. You need to know when to actually show interest in her, or maybe reach out to her. Maybe showing interest may not be the right time just yet, but maybe reach out to her and actually give her the opportunity to talk to you. Because, like Clara said, most girls don't know what to say. I mean, they are not in the habit of engaging guys.
Right.
They might, I mean, if you guys have all watched enough movies, right? A lot of girls, their tactics is really like the hovering tactic. They like you.
Proximity, yeah.
They're going to hover around you. Like, they're going to be in proximity somehow. They're going to place themselves in that not so far yet not so distant location where, like, they want you to see them.
Well, in fact, why don't we ask Clara? What are some things that girls will do?
Some things that girls would do. That's
when they like a guy. When they like a guy and they want him to approach. What are some signals?
Some signals. I would look at them, try to get their attention by trying to get their to make eye contact with me. Or I would buy a snack or something so I can get closer to them. Something like that.
Will you say hi to them, or you would just kind of hover?
Sometimes I would say hi to them, depending on if I see if there is an opportunity. If there isn't, then I just be closer to them. Get my other girlfriends to come with me to go closer to that guy. Something like that.
Do you smile at them too, or just get closer to them?
I try to look at them and smile.
Okay. Well, see, girls are not in the habit of walking up to the guy. So, you know, if the girl has something to start to talk with, like the accessory, they will say, oh, they'll start a conversation. So they might say, just like I did with this guy, like, oh, what are the handcuffs for? And it's his job to make it into a story. If he just, oh, just to keep unruly people, you know, I mean, that's a great line. But they need to go beyond that after that. After that, she's like, oh, that's great. Well, what do you do then? After she's like, oh, that's great, that's really funny. And most girls are not going to ask further questions. You know, they're gonna giggle a little bit. They might walk away a little bit, or they might come back. Who knows? But the truth is, that's his cue right there. Like, as a shy person, you can get people to come to you. You can get people to start the conversation with you, but it is still your job to try to maintain the conversation and help it go. I don't know why I can't speak today. Evan, you should talk.
You're anticipating New Year's. Few hours too early.
Yeah, exactly. So
ready, you're starting to slur your words a little before the before the ball drops.
Yeah, and here's a funny thing too. He's like, for shy people, there's only two ways you can work it to your advantage. One way is a shy and mischievous guy.
Right.
Because if you manage to learn that eye contact and the mischievous smile, you can be like, I've taught this to a few guys. Like, you look at them. You kind of look down at your feet for like half a second or a second, and you look back up and you smile as you went back up. Because what it shows, like, you're a little hesitant, you're kind of shy, and you look back up, and by smiling mischievously back to them, they know you're thinking dirty thoughts about them. Or even if it's not dirty, then they think it's going to be about dirty thoughts about them. You know, but you can do the same thing by looking away. I mean, on the right on the side instead of down. So it'd be like looking at the girl and looking on the right as if you're a little distracted, if you have a thought or about something she just said, and looking back at her, and keep on not saying a word but listening to what she has to say. And that's the other thing you can do to kind of show that You're listening to them to show that you're interested in them, but not even saying a word just yet. You're giving them the opportunity to notice you, to kind of like, oh, what is this guy about? And hopefully they come up and talk to you. But once they come up and talk to you, it's kind of your job to help it get along. Now, the next thing we want to talk about is after you get her interested in you or intrigued by you, what is it that you got to do? Well, that doesn't change. Whether you're shy or you're socially comfortable, you got to connect with her. And what does that mean by connect with her? It means like getting her comfortable in your presence. It means like talking about random stuff. You can talk about the weather. You can talk about your job. You can talk about your family, her family. Whatever it is that you feel comfortable talking about, that's what you want to talk about. Getting her comfortable in your presence. If you're confident, you can even talk a little bit about your vulnerabilities. Share something that was very meaningful to you because she will connect. The one thing that I've discussed this not long ago with another friend is that people don't realize the idea of emotional transference. If you guys read a lot of psychology books or psychology research, there's something that talks about, you know, when somebody smiles at you, it's very common for other people to smile back. Why is that? It's just because it's like people can feel each other's feeling. If you smile, it's contagious because you feel the other person smile. When you're around people who are happy, you tend to be happy as well. When you get to be around people who are excited, it's very hard for you to stay down as well. However, if you're surrounded by like downers, it's very common for you to be depressed and everything else, right? So it works the same way when you talk about things. When you connect with her, when you talk about your life, when you talk about your friends, when you talk about your work, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a master storyteller to get her comfortable with you. You don't have to be an incredible, you know, talker or a charmer for her to like you, to feel like, hey, you know, I'm having a nice chat with this guy. All you have to do is be happy about what you're talking about. You know, that's really what it comes down to. If you're happy about what you're talking about, whether the damn handcuffs that he was telling me about or anything else, then she's going to smile. She's going to, oh, this guy's kind of cool.
Yeah, and maybe that includes sharing some of your passions or something that you feel excited about, something you have expertise in that you can communicate in a very excited manner, you know, with some exclamation points.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be that excited in a way, because right now we're just talking about the rapport phase. It's just about getting her comfortable with you and getting her wanting to talk to you, because you already got her intrigued. You got her intrigued by the way you look at her, by the way you looks and well, looks and look, you know, you guys get it? Look with the eyes and your looks. Anyway, I'm being stupid right now. but that's that, right? And then, but the great thing about this, by being shy, is that you also get to, you're usually a very good listener. Now, as I said, because you have a good listener and because you get people intriguing you, you also have to know, when I said pull the trigger, you have to know how to use that information against them. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is like, because you're shy, because you're a good listener, I know you know a lot of things. You have noticed and you have observed a lot of things about people in general, about women in general. Use that to your advantage in your conversation. A lot of shy guys tell me, like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, dude, how many girls have you observed from a distance? You know what kind of girl she is. Tell her. I'm like, you know, you look like the kind of girl who would be really fun to talk to, but who gets shy sometimes when she's one-on-one with a guy. Isn't that right? Like, you could be dead wrong for all that I know, but you know what? She's going to giggle. She's like, how did you know? Or if that was the case, that might be true. And she'd be like, hell no, I'm not like that. I'm like a total bitch. Now, whatever it is that she wants to say to you. But hey, you know what? The great thing about this is when you share this kind of insight into somebody, they get even more interested in you because they think, like, you know more than you know. And that's a great thing about being shy again, is that if you master the way you present yourself, the way you package yourself, people will always think that you know more than you actually know. Think about James Bond for a minute. I mean, all the new James Bond with Daniel Craig. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously confident, but if you look at the way he approached women, he has that kind of like strong, silent type of guy. Well, shy people can totally do that. That whole strong silent, like, I'm silent? I mean, just give a little bit of strength in there. Don't be the weakling, you know, silent guy who nobody knows. Do kind of, like, silent, but give that eye contact. Give, like, God, I'm so going to fuck you contact, eye contact. And then finally, you got to turn her on. I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, if you remember the first step, intrigue her, two, connect with her, and three, turn her on. And again, that comes back to the way you talk to her, the way you look at her, and everything else. Every woman's gonna react differently to you, right? I mean, some women will like the strong eye contact. I did meet one woman one time, actually. A very pretty Persian girl. Great legs, and not gonna lie, great ass. You know, and she told me this very specifically. She's like, you know what? The one thing I like about guys is the guys who give me strong eye contact, especially at night. It drives me wild inside. Like, it makes me want to do bad things. And that was funny because she didn't care for very excitable guys. She just liked guys who, like, give her strong eye contact. And that's a very specific type of woman who likes that. And you know what? More women than not enjoys that. Now, for in terms of touch, you know, very light, feathery touch can work very well for shy guys. I know that I was watching the trailer of Bel Ami, which is a new movie this year with Robert Pattinson or whatever it is. And there's a scene where he's standing behind a girl and you just have one finger and let it linger and slowly slide down on the side of her neck, down the nape of her neck.
Oh, that's hot.
And let me tell you, shy guys can do that. You know, it's like, I mean, maybe not when you're first approaching a woman or when you first talk to her, but let's say that you're the shy guy, you're on your date now, and then you don't know what to do, but you kind of do that very feathery, like you extend your arm out at the dinner table or something, just let one finger on her hand, just let it run on her hand, just one finger, very slowly, very gently, and you kind of act a little shy. That is very sensual.
Mm.
I mean, look, Evan is a guy and he's already moaning. Come on. And Clara doesn't even want to laugh on the air, but she's totally just laughing right now.
I think we should have a demonstration.
Clara's getting shy already. But that's what it is. It's about, you know, how do you turn the girl on with your shyness? I mean, it goes without saying that the eye contact and all that stuff, but it's really not that hard. Now, Evan, I know you have a lot to say. I've been talking for a while. Anything you really want that comes to mind to help those guys that are a little shy?
Well, I think that, and you touched on this a little bit before, but just the idea of listening and being an active listener is something that shy guys can definitely excel at, because a lot of rapport happens when you are listening to a woman and she's telling you about herself, and when you turn it back onto her and get her to elaborate more and get her to share more, the more she's sharing about herself because of the probing questions or maybe just the subtle questions that you're asking in response to what she's saying, the more she's going to feel connected with you, because in some ways it's a little bit of reverse psychology, but she'll be like, well, why am I sharing all this about myself with this person? It must be because I actually do feel
comfortable
with
and
him.
I like him.
Exactly. And so that's something that shy guys can do without having to talk about themselves. In fact, so many guys, I think, make the mistake about blabbing on and on and on about themselves.
Hey, are you talking about me, dude?
No, but I am talking about the guy in the bar when we went to a restaurant, and I remember this guy who kept going on and on about his business and all of his stuff and blah, 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 and he just kept yapping. And, you know, I don't think we would think about that guy as shy at all. He certainly was not shy. And the girl, I mean, it was almost like he was like in a boardroom, you know, with his date. It was pretty. And she's like, uh-huh. You know, so many guys make the mistake of just blabbing on and on about themselves. And I think more times than not, the more you're blabbing, you're losing. So shy guys can very much excel at the idea of listening to a woman, because it makes her feel special. It makes her feel important. And so the more you listen, the more you win.
And actually, you know, there's this little shift that Shy Guys need to make, because you use the word active listening, but I'd like to go a little beyond that. It's not just active listening. It's like, as I said, it's like challenging them back. When you say something back to the girl, it shows that you actually listened.
Right.
And women like that. If you're just listening and not saying a word about it, that's when they're like, okay, he doesn't care. You know, but if you use something that she said against her to either challenge her or to bring it back later on as a inside joke or something like that, then she knows that you listen. And I remember for you, Evan, one of your dates, I forgot what it was, with some of the Thai girl you went out with or something. She's told you something about her, like she's not like this, and she never lies or something. And then later on, you're like, oh, wait, didn't you just lie?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Now, what was that again?
Oh yeah, that's right. She was she prided herself on because I remember we were at this bar, and there were these kind of like douchey fratty guys who were kind of, you know, getting up all in our business, and so I kind of felt like being a bit of a dick, and you know, told the guy like, oh, we are from out of town, like we're like a couple from Kentucky or some shit like
you
that.
You made it up when you
I totally
your
made
first
it up. Yeah, when
date.
It was like our first date, exactly. And you know, because I'm like, you know what, fuck you. You know, I'm trying to like do my thing with this chick. It's like, you know, you're whatever, you know. So when we're leaving the bar, the girl I was with confides in me how uncomfortable she was about the fact that I lied. And she said, oh, I never lie. I'll never lie about anything. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, now we're riding back in the car, back to her place. And we're talking about how she, a couple weeks back or maybe the week before, was at the Edison. And some dude came up to her and her friend with a really lame approach. And so she had a really snippy remark back to the guy, something about needing to like change her friend's diaper or needing to change a diaper or something like that. And so I just looked at her. I'm like, and which was obviously not true, you know, and of course, and obviously completely absurd. And so I looked at her and I'm like, just, you know, very nonchalantly, just very like, you know, very calm, very calmly, I'm like, so you lied. And she just sunk into her seat, you know, because it's totally clear that I called her out on her shit.
But see, those are the kind of things that Shy Guys can use, because it's totally like, Shy Guys, I know they listen to a lot, but they don't use that information to advance the interaction forward, you know, like, you want to use, like, Shy Guys are great listeners. Shy Guys will have girls talking to them a lot, usually. They'll share a lot of things. You want to use them to, like, tease them, to challenge them, to, like, dude, you're so full of shit. And then when you show them that you don't take them too seriously, they actually get more attracted to you because they realize that you're just like them. And this is the one key that I have to, like, you know, like, blast it on a neon sign or something, you know? It's like, women hate guys that put them on a pedestal. I mean, they may like it in the sense that they can take advantage of them. You know, I'm thinking of those nice guys where girls take advantage by getting them to buy drinks or getting them cars and boats and whatever else they can get the guys to get them for. But the truth, like, inside of them, they despise that because they know that that dude doesn't really know who she is, like, as a person. Whereas when you challenge them a little bit like that, they realize that you take them just as a normal person, and they get more attracted to you because they realize that you're on the same level. You know, they realize that they can't bullshit you the way they bullshit other dudes. They realize that you have self-respect. They realize that you get them, and that none of what they say is always what it seems to be. So, Shy Guys, those are the tips for today. I mean, there's a lot we can say, but the truth is, being shy is not bad, as long as you just know when to pull the trigger. And by that, I mean when to intrigue her, when to challenge her, and when to let her know, like, hey, maybe we should go out. Because at that time, that's all it takes. The approach may change a little bit because you're shy, but the emotions you want to hit on are the same. Remember, guys, intrigue, connect, and turn on. If you can follow those steps, you will get that number. you will get that date. And from then on, it's all about just going out with them. So what are you waiting for? It's the New Year's, guy. This is Kim for Kiss and Tear with Evan and Clara. Clara, you want to say one word before you go?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I'll see you next week.